Ladies, gents, two guys, one phone. Coming back live with our second David Bowie song, I think.
Really?
Yeah, we did Major Tom, right?
That was good.
But then we also did Dancing in the Streets with him and Mick Jagger.
Oh, so this is the third David.
Yeah, but it's not
second
a David Bowie song.
Second as a solo artist.
Yeah, second as a solo artist.
Gotcha.
And then we also did Under Pressure. So the music video was shot in Australia at a bar in New South Wales and at the Warrumbungle National Park.
Sure.
I think I've been there, actually. But he chose to include residents of the town of the bar, most of whom had no knowledge who David Bowie was or why they were shooting a video. They're pretty famous, but the video features an Aboriginal couple.
Down Under, I don't even know.
Down Under, I don't even know. So the video features an Aboriginal couple and also features the red shoes Bowie sings of in the song. The video includes multiple references to the Stolen Generation, which were the Aboriginal children that were forcefully removed from their parents by the Australian government to basically breed the black out of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They did that?
That was the Australian government.
Yeah, was that before or after the Emu War, which they lost?
I think they won the war with the Aboriginals.
But they lost.
They didn't put up
the
much
emu.
Of a fight.
No,
but the emus, on the other hand, had a much harder time with that. Like, they haven't officially
capitulated
yet, right? But so, the whole video is about the fucking Stolen Generation. Your song is Let's Dance, so it has nothing to do with the fucking Aboriginals or the Stolen Generation. Why don't you just do a video about what your song is about? Or sing a song about, like, the Stolen Generation, then. If you think it's that important.
No, he wanted to merge them. He didn't want to give them
the
like,
voice.
He wanted
to merge them. So they
like
wanted the poppy
image.
Song about dancing. But then the video is going to be about the Stolen Generation of Aboriginals. It has nothing to fucking do with each other.
That doesn't make any sense at
no,
all.
No, but... anyway. These references constitute part of several statements by Bowie featured on the album concerning the integration of one culture with another. So he made several statements on the album.
Yeah.
So I'm sure that helped.
There you go.
That helped.
Did that return them to their parents?
No. But he made statements about it. So that's really all he can do.
Good for
he
David,
kept the money for himself.
Oh.
But
well,
he made statements.
He can't do statements
No. It's either
one or the other.
So, all right, let's hear what he has to say about dancing, I guess. Because that's what the song is about.
It's
a very stupid song. But
let's hear it. I'm excited.
Yeah. I think we sold it well. I mean, if I were listening now, I would really want to hear like the song.
I would be staying tuned for the music.
You, man.
Really? All right. Let's dance. Let's dance. Let's dance. Put on your red shoes and dance the blues. Let's dance to the song they're playing on the radio. Okay. Let's sway while color lights up your face.
Are you going to analyze it? Or is this...
Well, that's, I mean, I was going to read a little bit more.
Oh.
But you got put on your red shoes and dance the blues.
Yeah.
I don't really get...
Can you really dance the blues, first of all? The blues is not a dance.
It's like a genre
of music. But
there's blues playing and you're going to dance to them,
I guess. Yeah, but you can't dance the blues.
It's also not
can
the
you?
Most...
Like, I've never heard that.
Nobody's ever said that.
But, like, okay, so someone else has to put on their red shoes. Okay. And then, but, like...
Some
so they are way. Somewhere, but did she then bring the red shoes with her? So she has the red shoes in her hand.
But she does not wear
but
them.
But she doesn't... She's not wearing them yet. So, hey, put on your red shoes and start dancing the blues, right? Mm. That's...
But also red shoes, you think it would be like tango or something more upbeat, you know, not like the blues.
Yeah, the blues is not really dancing music anyway.
To the blues.
It's not very the most weird. Danceable. No, not at all. That's why there's no dance.
Yeah.
But let's dance to the song they're playing on the radio. So they're playing blues on the radio.
And they're just what? They're just in
and they're
a
at
room.
Home.
Or they're in the living room.
They're
with
in the living room, and she has to go get her red shoes.
Go upstairs, grab your red shoes. We're dancing.
We're dancing now here.
You don't have a choice.
No.
Let's sway while color lights up your face. What color? Oh, color. Yeah, color lights up your face. What color? It's
what
not
color lights?
It's not color lights.
No, what color lights?
Light
while
up
color
face.
Lights up your face. Face straight through. Sway through the crowd
to an empty space. So they're not at home.
No,
they're, like a
they're in a club, maybe like disco.
Oh, they're
lights.
In that.
Disco
no, they're
lights.
In that Aboriginal bar.
Yeah, I don't think that's what it is.
No?
Is that what the color comes from, maybe?
Ooh,
color that? Lights your face, but color doesn't light you. Like, what color lights up your face?
Nothing.
Neon, maybe? Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Colors,
so yeah. let's sway. So they're swaying. Mm.
So, yeah, like blues.
You like blues,
slowly.
You sway a little bit.
Sure.
While color lights up your face.
We don't know what color
we don't know
that
what
is.
Color that would be, and only your face. And then sway...
Through the crowd to an empty space.
So there's a crowd that's all listening to the radio then. Because they're listening to
listening?
The radio.
Before DJs.
There's a crowd of people.
They just played the radio.
That is listening to blues on the radio.
Yeah. What kind of weird crowd?
And they have to sway their way through the crowd that are all dancing to like an empty space in that same venue.
Like the corner of the room.
The corner of the room.
Nobody's
swaying in that part of the room. And then they're going to sway some more.
Yeah.
With those red shoes that she has on.
Mm.
It's a fucking stupid song.
What is he talking about?
It has nothing to do with Aboriginals either.
No.
Or the Stolen Generation.
Not yet.
Or anything else, if you really think about it.
Well, wait for the chorus.
That's
the chorus. If you say run... I'll run with you, and if you say hide, we'll hide. What? So if the woman says run...
Okay, run. Why would you say run? Just all of a sudden they have to leave?
They just start running.
But, like, where the fuck are they? Like, if it's in a club, they wouldn't listen to the radio. I just can't wrap my head around where they are and, like, what...
Just, like, one radio and, like, 30 people all there swaying to the blues.
Yeah, but this is the fucking 80s. I don't understand what... Okay. So, and then she just says, run. That's all she says.
And then
if you say run, and then he just runs with her.
Takes off.
On those red shoes or not?
I don't know.
Okay.
Probably not. She has to switch. She put on her running shoes.
Yeah, okay.
But then she also says, hide. We'll hide.
So they're just dancing
and then they
the blues,
running.
And then all of a sudden she says, hide.
And they jump
and then,
in the closet.
And then they both of them, they'll just hide.
In the closet.
Hoping that someone's come to look for them. Like, why would they be hiding? Maybe
Who
someone walked
looking?
In the room. Like her boyfriend or something.
Her husband or something. They weren't supposed to be together. She doesn't want to be seen with David Bowie.
Maybe.
She's single, but she just doesn't want to be seen with him.
Maybe.
His makeup all on his face.
Yeah.
Because my love for you would break my heart in two. If you should fall into my arms and tremble like a flower. What? Because my love for you would break my heart in two. If you should fall into my arms and tremble like a flower. I don't really know.
I don't understand that at all. So he would hide with her and run with her because his love for her, it would break his heart in two. It wouldn't break his heart, but it would actually break it in two.
The lack of love?
No. Because
love would break it.
That's true. Yeah, but the love, it will break it in two.
But why?
If you fall. Because if she falls, then...
No, if you fall into my arms.
Yeah, that's when his heart would break in two.
But isn't that a good thing? If you fall into my arms, don't you...
Yeah, but she's also trembling like a flower. You know how flowers always tremble?
Well, naturally, flowers do always
flowers tremble. Flowers have a tendency to tremble.
So it's a negative thing if she's trembling like a flower.
Yeah, and that will break his heart. Something. Yeah, so she's trembling like a flower.
Mm.
And then she would fall...
Okay.
Because she wouldn't stand up, and then fall happened to fall she right into his arms.
You can't stand up while you're trembling like a flower.
No, obviously. So then you fall,
and then into his arms.
But luckily, it was into his arms. So usually, if you fall, you can't really control where you're going. You just do it on the spot. But
he's
luckily, it was be into his arms, and he's just holding her, and then it would break his heart in two, because of his love for her. But why is she trembling like a flower?
We don't really know.
And why would she be falling?
Why would that break? It breaks his heart in two because he's so sad that she's trembling.
So sad that she's trembling.
But at least he still has
her. Yeah, he still has her. So, like, he's not heartbroken.
No.
Because they're still together.
They're still together, exactly.
But it would break his heart in two just to see her trembling like that. But what? You're just dancing somewhere. And now all of a sudden she has all these issues and they have to run and hide from people.
Yeah, why?
Maybe she's part of the stolen generation and the Australian government is
coming
to look for her.
Because she's like a kid.
Yeah,
They're going to, force adopt her into a white
Sydney
family.
What a stupid fucking song.
What is he talking about?
I have no idea.
David Bowie.
Bowie. And so on. Let's dance. So now they're dancing again, I guess. In that corner, did they make it to the corner?
Or they're alone.
To the empty corner?
Sure. Yeah.
But she's not trembling, right?
Mm.
That was just a hypothetical.
I think it was just a hypothetical.
Okay.
She's not actually trembling.
No. All right, so let's dance. For fear your grace should fall.
Your grace should fall?
Yeah,
fall from grace.
No, her grace is going to fall. Not into his arms, though. A different kind of fall. So there, you know how sometimes you're really afraid that your grace is going to fall?
I've worried that.
Yeah, but then if you dance, that's not going to happen. Right? Like, it won't fall. Like,
I didn't know that tip. I'll try
so
that.
Next time
my grace is about to fall,
the blues.
I'll start dancing
start
the blues.
Start dancing the blues.
Do I need red shoes, though?
I think that's optional.
Yeah, okay.
Let's dance.
Red's not my color.
No. I don't know what is, because I've seen you in a variety of colors. None of them were.
None of
them. Let's dance, for fear tonight is all. Tonight is all we have. It's the last day on earth, I guess. Let's sway, but then why even make her get the red shoes? Like, who gives a shit at that point? Let's sway. You could look into my eyes. Let's sway under the moonlight, the serious moonlight.
Have you ever been with, like, joking, fooling around moonlight? Like,
No, the moonlight has to be serious. It's extremely serious. Yeah, so let's sway. They have to sway again. You could look into my eyes. Mm. Okay, it's optional. I mean, you could. Okay, but what does that have to do with it? Yeah, you can always look in someone's eyes. Mm. Is that going to...
Why would you?
Like, why? And let's sway under the moonlight, but they're inside because they listen to a radio with a whole
group of people.
Group of other people,
yeah.
The crowd. So it's outdoor. It's an outdoor blues radio concert with people dancing. And the moonlight is extremely serious, though.
Oh,
like, it's not
true.
Like, yeah, it's not fooling around.
It's not joking.
It means business. Serious moonlight. Serious moonlight. And then he actually, to promote the Let's Dance album, Bowie embarked on the Serious Moonlight Tour. So they named the whole tour after it.
Oh, no.
And it's his longest and most successful tour. So they're just a bunch of fucking idiots because they didn't have anything else. They just say Serious Moonlight, and they are also serious about it.
And then
we all have to buy into it because it's David Bowie and he's famous and he's supposed to be deep. So now nobody questions, what the fuck are you talking about, Dave? The serious moonlight? What? Like, when is the moonlight ever not serious? Like, why do you attribute, like, human emotions to the moonlight?
Not even the moon, but the
the light from the moon, even further removed. And then, like, what do you mean by that? Is there, like, a deeper meaning to it? No, you don't ask questions. You got to run with it. Man. It's like drug reference, maybe. Yeah. It's drug related.
It's drug.
You wouldn't get it, man. You wouldn't get it. And then it's the same fucking thing. Run, hide, arms trembling, falling, shoes dancing.
I wish I could run and hide from this song.
It's a bit of a shit song.
I saw you swaying to it, though.
I was swaying a little
bit. You liked it.
I was swaying a little bit. It's poppy. It's like I'm not going to turn it off or hear it on the radio.
No, no.
But I also, yeah, like, again, I feel that way about this whole repertoire. Like, I don't see this as a radical breach from his other stuff.
No.
This is who they are. And this is who we are.
Fuck off.